What's going on, guys? Anthony here. I just got off a very difficult conversation, and I wanted to not share the details of that conversation because I just don't think that'd be appropriate. But what I want to do, though, is I want to give some motivation, and I want to give some motivation to anyone that will be listening to this. Around a core topic that I know many small to medium-sized organizations are going through. When you're a leader, whether you're the founder of the company, whether you're the director of operations, whether you're the director or VP of people, or whether you are a startup founder, there are a lot of mistakes that you make within your first 5 to 7 years. Anyone that knows anything about business knows that. And when you make these mistakes, you're not making them intentionally. You're not making them from a place of anger or sadness or frustration. You're making these mistakes from a place of pure lack of knowledge. You're making these mistakes from a level and an aspect of need. So to a certain degree, like, many of the mistakes you may make around culture, or you may make around sales, or you may make around employee experience, or you may make around hiring, or you may make around operations, you're making them because A, you're a new entrepreneur, you're a new leader. B, a lot of the mistakes are a need for you to make so that you can be fast and quick, thus to be able to maintain the business and to maintain a lifestyle to live and to continually, you know, keep things afloat. And those mistakes are what they are. But I guess what I'm looking to do right now is I want to share with every single leader out there, every single CEO, every single executive, that when you make these mistakes for 2, 3, 4, 5 years, understand that the process of working your way out of those mistakes and redoing some of the systems and the structure and the standards of your company is going to be one of the hardest things you're going to go through emotionally and just at an objective level business-wise. Like, some of the business tactics and strategies and things you're going to have to put in place to redo and rework the mistakes that you made structurally, it's going to be tough. It's going to be hard. It's going to be difficult. And then emotionally, right? You may have someone with your company for 3, 4, 5, 8 years, whatever the case is going to be. And they may be giving you positive and negative feedback around dysfunction or frustrations or difficult times within the business and how it's not like this at other brands, or I should probably move on because it may be easier with my life at this time to not have to deal with these stresses. But you know what? It's a reality that executives and founders and CEOs have to deal with. And you know what? It's something that I personally welcome. And I want every single person that's going to be listening to this podcast to welcome that frustration, welcome that stress, welcome that dysfunction, welcome that confusion. Welcome it, embrace it, walk into it, fight it. It's like anything. They say when you're sick, you're only going to get sicker until you get better. Think about working out. Your biceps, your triceps, your legs, your chest, they're going to hurt as you're trying to develop muscles. But then you'll get to a point where they balance out, where 3 days of working out of a 7-day workout week won't hurt as much as it did the first 2 months in month 8. Running a mile won't hurt as much in month 9 as it did in the first 2 weeks. They're very similar. And this may seem like an elementary thing that I'm doing right now, but it's so real. It's so true. And I need every single executive that's going through the transitional phase right now of reworking and redeveloping and pretty much cleaning up the mistakes that they made. I need everyone right now that is an executive, a founder, a people leader, whatever the case is going to be, that are going through this situation right now, to remind themselves that this is how it's going to be. And it's going to be tough. And this is something that I'm going to have to fight. And this is something I have to be grateful that I have the opportunity to fight. My boy Gary Vee says life is all about perspective. That's interesting, right? Life is all about perspective. It's how I look at the situation. It's the paradigm. Are we going to be upset right now? Are we going to be down and depressed that our 5, our 10, our 15 top executives are disappointed in the dysfunction? Or are we going to say, you know what? We're working our ass off every single day to fix this dysfunction. Let's motivate them to help solve the issues that we have currently. And let's be blessed that we have this as a problem in our life, because there are people that don't have food. There are people that don't have water. There are people that are working at Subway and Target and BG&E and Amazon that literally hate their jobs and only could wish that they would have the seniority or the power or the financials and the respect that we now have as executives, as leaders. We can look at it that way. We can be grateful and thankful that we have to fight this fight. Or we can put ourselves down. Let me teach you something about the brain and then I'll wrap this up. The brain appreciates clarity. The brain appreciates honesty. The brain appreciates focus. The brain appreciates positivity. The brain does not appreciate dysfunction or confusion or lack of clarity. But you know what? The brain's going to have to get over it. The brain's going to have to take a seat for a moment, right? Because over the next 6 months or 6 weeks or whatever it's going to be, 6 days, the brain is going to have to do what it needs to do to ignore that variable, and we're going to have to push forward and push through. That's just the reality. And so I don't really have too much of an answer right now for anyone. There's no special sauce. Now, there are definitely books and blogs and mentors that can help you with organizational structure. And I have a bunch of content on this podcast that you guys can refer to. But what I'm more or less talking about is the psychological battle that a lot of leaders right now are facing, and that personally I'm facing, that we all have to galvanize and come together and realize that we have to fight, we have to stay strong, we have to stay positive, we have to be firm with our beliefs, we have to appreciate that this is a reality that we're facing, and do what we got to do. I may not be the best motivational speaker, but I do speak, and I am speaking nothing but the truth. Good luck, guys.